Call the meeting to order at 8 o'clock a.m. with Trish, David, Fawn, Lisa, DeHase, and myself, Melinda, chairing the meeting. There's only one item on the agenda, so a motion to adopt the agenda, unless there are any additions. David?
Well, I discussed with the secretary yesterday about maybe putting on the health board on this one, but I think we had an agreement with the EPO that we would put them all together as one, so just want to make sure I mentioned it anyway. Anybody else feels the same way?
Okay. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Is there support?
Second.
Motion by DeHase, seconded by Fawn to adopt the agenda. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We only have one item on the agenda, which is the approval of the 2017 semi-annual GTC meeting materials.
Heather, I think there was a couple of items yet that you needed clarification on.
Well, just to note that the land acquisition report was due on this agenda. Notification was sent out to members of the Land Commission to have material submitted by June 2nd. Nothing was submitted, so a memo was drafted on behalf of the business committee just explaining that it wasn't submitted. They were notified, and just to kind of inform the GTC that attempts were made to get that into the packet. Yesterday afternoon, Mary Jo reached out and asked for the motion, the GTC motion, requesting that report. I again reminded her that the deadline was June 2nd, that this noted as not submitted at this point. She indicated they might be able to get it in by the end of the day when printing, and we needed to get it to printing by 4:30. So I didn't know if the BC would allow them to have that in the meeting materials. I could email it to the BC, and there is a little bit of leeway with printing for them to format, so the BC could have time to review and say yay or nay to have it in the meeting materials.
When would we review?
The land acquisition report. They would be emailing that. If it is done today, they would email it sometime today so that it could get into the meeting materials. And it's after the fact of approval here.
It's a pleasure of the committee.
Well, from a production perspective, we have to go forward with what we have. If the committee chooses to accept if they get it in on time, first and foremost, by the end of the day, then if we have time to actually review it and make a decision about whether or not to include it, then I think we would be able to see if printing has still got time at that point. But from a production standpoint, we have to send the packet today. It can't wait any longer, and that's why we give everybody a deadline. And we did remind them, in all fairness, and I want to make sure that that's clear for everybody, and there's reasons for the deadline. So I just think from a production perspective that we go forward with what we have and the way that we have it. Even if they were to turn it in and then we were to say accept it, our memo, we would have to change our memo, stating what had occurred, and so there's more work that has to be done there. So I guess whatever you guys decide to do is fine with me, but those things need to be taken into consideration.
Included or not included if it's in by 4:30? Trish?
I'm okay as long as it's within the time frame.
David?
Yes, if it's in time frame.
Han?
No.
Lisa?
I need to understand what yes within the time frame means, because just getting it in by 4:30 doesn't mean that we've reviewed it and approved it to get it to printing to say it's okay. So are we all committed to reviewing it at 4:30?
No.
When it comes in?
It's their report to the General Tribal Council. So I don't see why we would have to approve it. We approve putting it on the agenda and putting it in the packet.
So. Okay, so then who's going to volunteer, if we approve it, to go in here to redo our memo if they get it in by 4:30?
Yeah, right now the memo is in there. Indicating that nothing was submitted at that point. So that could actually just be swapped out with the report. Or just stating the motion that requested it to be there.
Heather, when was the deadline for this?
4:30 today.
Today, okay.
Originally.
For, to go to
no,
printing.
No, last week, Friday.
Oh, their original deadline was June 2nd for everybody. For
who gave them the extension for 4:30 today?
Nobody.
No. I just notified them that the BC was having their special meeting and that I would bring it forward, that they had requested the motion and that it was due to printing by 4:30.
Okay.
Anyway, to answer the question from Melinda, no.
Dehase?
No.
Right.
I guess I prefer to keep with the timelines. I guess it was a GTC motion, and the Land Commission is a, so to say, direct report to the GTC as their elected body, and it's their duty to ensure that the requests of GTC are fulfilled in a timely manner so that they can receive the information.
I think we can do with that the other ones that we've been doing, which is asking them to put it in their quarterly reports.
Any other issues?
Nope.
Well, you three voted to say yes to include it if they meet the deadline by the end of today. And Dehase and Lisa said no.
Same situation.
The Land Commission did not submit a report by the deadline, which was last Friday, and they're indicating that they will have a report to us by the end of the day, and the question was whether or not to include it.
They said they might.
They said they might.
Or they might.
But Heather talked to him and said that they had until 4:30 before printing.
No, Heather did not say that.
Oh, she just did. I just asked her.
No, Heather said that to them that we had a meeting today to adopt the packet and she would bring it up.
Oh, okay.
We did not provide any additional extensions or exceptions to anybody.
So
I don't really have a problem not read it to you. That's an option for them. But again, they're the ones who are reporting directly to General Tribal Council as an elected body. We can only give them the deadline. I'm just trying to be helpful. But if they're not going to stay within that time frame, then, you know, that's the other responsibility that we have, is to give you the procedure you need to comply.
Heather, were there anybody else that missed the deadline this go around?
For the actual semi-annual reports, if you look, there were a few that were late and then a few that did not submit at all. So four areas submitted late reports. Those are Oneida Child Protective Board, Oneida Election Board, Oneida ESC, and CDPC. And the three areas that did not submit were CIATS, OTI, and housing.
CIATS, OTI, and what was the other one?
Housing, OHA.
And for the Otay one, I thought that we had told them that. Did we tell them that it had to be under OESC now? I thought we gave them instructions about how to do that.
I thought Otay would be under OESC with the changeover, but.
Yeah, that's separate. The Otay financials are in the regular meeting packet, but as far as the semi-annual report, it was not.
Mm-hmm. All right. Where are you at, Brandon?
I guess we at least a long time, though. We did it last time, but how long was the? Did it take?
Just vote no, and I'll break the tie.
I'll vote no.
All right, so no, they're not included in the packet.
Yeah, it makes a long time. And then a maybe.
Yeah, and then a maybe. So,
and
the memo will be changed to reflect them.
Well, and I think. Just to be clear, this is not their report that they failed to submit, like their semi-annual or annual. This is the report that they were supposed to submit regarding the motion that was made at General Tribal Council regarding the land acquisition.
Right.
So it would not go specifically into...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right. This is a separate one that they were supposed to follow up with that they didn't do.
I see. Okay. I would say no. I mean, they had a deadline. They were notified of the deadline. They understood. So
they could still provide like a verbal report at the meeting? I would expect them to be there.
I would think so. And like David said, if I just don't see them taking action on anything because they don't have any materials before them. And it's unfortunate. Okay, anything else within the report? If not, is there a motion to approve the report to go to printing?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Okay, motion by Lisa, is there support?
Second.
Seconded by Fawn to approve the 2017 semiannual packet, GCC packet, and send to printing. All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn at 8:13.
So moved.
Motion by Brandon.
Support.
Second. Supported by Nahase. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you for all of your work on this, Heather.
Yes. We know how... Okay, maybe we don't know, but we know it's a lot of work.